Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel is not here. Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount? Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Bertarando?
Here.
Mr. Ellie?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, do we have any changes to the agenda?
Yes, we have several changes to the agenda. Gindo JL Auto Repair will be postponed until June 26, 2025 with no further notice. Parkway Plastics, 561 Stelton Road will be adjourned until June 26, 2025 with no further notice. Mary Jo Barnowski, 784 River Road will be adjourned until June 26 with no further notice.
No, they have to notice.
Oh, they had, okay. So
yeah, they haven't noticed yet.
Mary Jo Barnowski will have to notice. And finally, On Switch is postponed until July 10th, 2025 with no further notice. Those are all the changes that I have this evening.
Appreciate it. Let's move on to item number six, 25-ZB-19V, Teresa Carr.
Is Teresa Carr present?
I am. Can you hear me?
Carr, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Okay. Actually, my husband's on as well. He's going to speak for me.
So okay. We both then swearing? I need to swear both of you in. Could you?
Okay.
Can we see him?
He's not on? Ed?
He's on. I can see him.
Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Carr, could you raise your right hand? You swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
I do.
One at a time, can we have your name and address, please?
Teresa Carr, 66 Crestwood Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Got it, Mr. Carr.
Edward Carr, 66 Crestwood Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board why you're here?
Okay, that would be me. First of all, thank you, Chairperson and board members. Thank you for the opportunity to present.
One of you is going to have to turn your volume down because we're hearing double.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay. Thank you for the opportunity to present at this variance hearing our proposal for a fence around our backyard. If I may give a brief background, my wife and I, we moved from New York to Piscataway in 1981. We have lived in three different areas of Piscataway these 44 years, starting at Birchview Gardens to our first home in Birch Run area, and for the last 27 years at our current location, Maplehurst Farm area. We have three grown children and have been active in our community over the years. In short, we love our community. We appreciate the parks and services Piscataway provides, and we love the diversity that Piscataway offers. We are here as we wish to have a 6-foot vinyl fence as the perimeter of our backyard. We feel that it is necessary for us to have a fence for our new growing young family, as we would like to provide a safe, fun, and protective outdoor environment for our future grandchildren. The fence would provide safety to protect against the grandkids running into the street, as we just want to err on the side of caution and safety. Additionally, since we have a large deer population, having a 6-foot solid fence will reduce the deer in the backyard and reduce the risk of Lyme disease that has been prevalent in our area. My son's significant other has a large German Shepherd that she will be bringing over to stay. A fence area will be helpful for the dog's development and provide a safe area for him not to escape. Given the need for the children, a swing set that we're planning, and a large dog, we would like to maximize this space. We understand that there are township codes and for a corner property because of potential sight blindness while driving local streets. However, after examining the dimensions and looking at the sight triangle, as I understand this, I believe that a fence can be set back 10 feet from the sidewalk or 18.5 feet from the actual street. I have some satellite views of our home and street to better illustrate my point. So I don't know if I can share this.
You can, yes.
Okay. Please bear with me.
Take your time, sir.
Thank you. Now I lost everyone. Can you see my?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. All right. All right. So... let me start from the beginning here. All right. This is our survey. So this is a satellite view of the home. And this is the perimeter of the backyard that we're talking about. So on the left-hand side, the diagram is Autumn Drive. And our on the top of the screen is Crestwood Street, and this is our corner property. At the bottom of the screen, where it's listed as the back of the what I have as the fence, is actually mostly the fence of our neighbor who already has a fence there. So in this diagram, what I did was I did a measurement from the corner of our house. On the right hand side, I have a yellow line that's near the bottom left, and that's showing the 10 feet from the sidewalk to the proposed fence. And the orange line that's right near it is actually from the street to the fence. And so, as I mentioned before, that's 10 feet and 18.5 feet. The red line that's diagonal is from the corner of my house that I brought out to the street, where it would be, where I could see like, where a car would be looking at the stop sign, which is more than five car lengths from the stop sign. So it's a diagonal is the 90 feet from the corner of the house to that street. And then from the stop sign, that blue line is 93 feet to the stop sign itself, which is before the corner. And then if you go, that's even to the corner, which would be a sewer drain is 108 feet. So just going further on this. Sorry. All right. So the way I understand the site triangle is to look at a right triangle that's from the corner in the middle of the street and that can go out 90 feet each way. And this red line that touches the corner of my house is also has a tangent that would touch the farmost post and from the diagram before. And what I see is that this is more than 100 feet and this conforms to the section 21.6 and the subsection 21.606.4, which says 90 feet. And just want to show, like, if you're driving on the Crestwood Street where my house is on the left-hand side and you see the corner of the house right here, I don't know if you can see my cursor, where there's a car in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you approach more to the street, I have a white line there. That would be the side of the fence where it would be. And as you could see, you can clearly see the street as the way our street bends is that it's not any sight blindness if that's 10 feet to the sidewalk. And if I'm looking the other way, if we're coming up Autumn Drive to our house, which is on the right-hand side, and again, I put in this white stripe, which would show like what the fence would be 10 feet away from the sidewalk. And the stop sign, you could see that's straight ahead. And this is where I was shown the corner of the house before reaching out to about this area is more than five car lengths. Just to show again that there's no sight blindness that's that any cars would be coming this way, which would be the concern. Again, our the way the street bends, it actually gives a better view. So I don't feel that we have any issue there.
Mr. Carr, if I could interrupt for a second.
Sure.
I don't think the township has a problem with the line of sight anymore.
Okay.
Or I think the main concern is that you're only 10 feet off the property line.
Okay. And
the ordinance calls for 40 feet.
Okay.
So that's a bit of a drastic cutback.
Okay, but my understanding is the ordinance is 40 feet because of the potential of a sight blindness in general. Is there another compelling reason why that is?
Again, I have one of my experts answer that question, if you could let me, Jonathan.
Yeah, maybe I'll but, pop it on. The standards basically has to do with the streetscape and the maintenance of that. Your areas clearly show that most of the homes do not have fences in the front yard. In fact, they're mostly landscaped. And all of a sudden, you're going to have this 6-foot-high vinyl fence pretty close to the street, and will change the viewshed of your neighborhood dramatically. And that's one of the reasons.
Okay. And
it's a fundamental reason, is to keep the neighborhood look.
So you're saying it's a potential eyesore.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry to interrupt you. You're saying that it's a potential eyesore?
It is not in keeping with the neighborhood. And yes, I wouldn't call it an eyesore. I'd call it clearly a exception to what your streetscape is.
Okay. If I may.
I guess in keeping with the conformity of the other homes, that's what I think we're dealing with.
Okay, I understand. So is this on a case-by-case basis that you make this decision? I understand you have a general code. The reason why I ask is that there's some precedence here. If I show this house, which is in our neighborhood, and this is on this is One Lavender Drive. It's on the corner of Lavender and Maplehurst Lane. And this is only 17 feet from the sidewalk. So it's not the 40 feet that you mentioned. And there is no landscaping around it. That's one example. There's another example.
Do you know if that's a legal fence and if it got all the approvals that were required?
I do not know.
So the board takes these cases as they come before them. But we don't know if that was put in without permits or with permits or whether it came to the board.
Mr. Keneally, did they go in front of the board?
But what I am addressing is the comment that was made was that this would not look like the rest of the neighborhood. And my argument is that this would look like the rest of the neighborhood because it's already there.
Isn't that an exception?
Yeah, one house in a neighborhood that you're showing here that doesn't mean it's meeting with conformity. Lord, did you say they came before us?
Yes, One Lavender came before us.
Okay.
In 22. Okay.
So we will approve fences, but there has to be some give and take.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
John, again.
I thought they were supposed to landscape that.
No, we weren't really doing it back then.
Okay.
That's something new with the landscaping. So just the past year, we've been doing it.
And I heard someone mention if this is just one house in the neighborhood, that doesn't make a rule. But there is another house that you can see on the left-hand side, which is even closer to the street. I had that measured as 12 feet from the sidewalk. And that address would be 40 Crestwood Street. And then in addition, this is River Road in Maplehurst. And this fence, which is actually on a busier road, is just 10.8 feet from the street, not even from a sidewalk.
What address is that?
That one.
265.
Exactly.
Okay, because I don't think, so I have to send code enforcement out because they don't have approvals.
Okay. So.
Maybe we should find out Jonathan weigh in on this.
Yes, I was about to say, you got to look at the site impact that was dated on May, is that 6th?
May 6th, signed on the 7th. I saw it was the first slide in your presentation, Mr. Carr.
Oh, that's the very end, right? Sorry.
It's with the three signatures on it.
Yes.
Yeah, so you've seen this report. So as we've been saying, the 40 feet is the requirement for the zone. What we're offering is 20 feet. It's still going to leave you over 8,000 square feet of yard space. It's pretty consistent with what your neighbor has on One Lavender. And we think that's a good compromise.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Is it possible to compromise from 10 feet and 20 to 15 feet? Again, I'm just looking to maximize.
Mr. Carr, I think I can nip this in the bud. If we approved your neighbor on Lavender at 17 feet, I think that we can approve you at 17 feet as well.
I would suggest as part of that approval, have you bought this fence yet?
I have not.
Would you be willing to, one of your neighbors has that 5 foot plus the 1 foot above in that
lattice
design. I think it's more attractive and it doesn't give the size factor, I guess is what I want to get to. Are you willing to do that one, that design along the street? Not the rest of the fence, just along the street.
I see. Is the concern the height of the fence or the color of being white?
The height is not a concern. It's the sanitary look, I believe, of a 6 foot straight vinyl. Is what I think Mr. Chatham was alluding to.
Okay. Is it because white? I mean, if it was not white, if it was light brown, would that be okay? Or does that not matter?
I don't know. Any of the experts want to chime in? Because it doesn't bother me either way.
I think we'd still ask for the landscaping. So I don't think a change in the color would waive that requirement.
Okay, Mr. Carr, if we go 15 feet, we go 15 feet from the property line.
Okay.
And you do the bushes and landscape that Jonathan Misrahi has outlined in the site impact. I think we could come to an agreement.
Okay. I will come to that agreement then. Teresa, okay. Are you okay with that? Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Nodding your head. So that's fine. Yes. That's fine. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public? Oh, Mr. Carr, could you take your screen down, sir?
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application at this time?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, I'll close the public portion, and I would make a move to approve this application. Motion. Can I get a second?
Second it.
Okay, please call the roll.
Was that Artie? I can't.
Yes.
Screen still up. Mr. Fillory?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved as amended. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you. You don't need to be present for that meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you. Since I'm having so much trouble getting this off, I'm just going to log off, if that's all right.
If you log off, it'll go away. So yeah,
okay, thank you.
Have a good night,
Cars.
Thank you.
Let's move on to item number 7, 25-ZB-27B. Michael Cruz.
Is Michael Cruz present?
How are you doing? This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
There we go.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Michael Cruz, 2808 Hudson Street, Scataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I'm looking to replace an existing fence that was up around the yard of the house. I've been here for about 14 to 15 years, and there was an existing fence that went around the yard. It was a red wooded 6 foot fence. A shed was in the corner of there when I purchased the home. I'm looking to pull the fence up forward as far as what's on the diagram. I don't have any slides, but looking to pull it up to maximize the yard space on the corner. I do have two dogs and children where they're looking to go out and play outside. I did go for a permit for I think it was approved for a 4 foot picket, but because my daughter wants to go outside some more, and there has been some concerning issues around the neighborhood, I don't feel comfortable having her out back with a 4-foot picket. That's I'm looking for, to have a 6-foot privacy fence, white vinyl, around. On the application, I put 3 feet from the Ellis sidewalk way to match what was existing, because there's an existing shed that was there when I purchased the home. But that's about it.
Okay. Did you see the site impact that was provided by our engineering department?
Yes, I did receive that. Yes, I just, yep.
Jonathan, could you go over a couple of things with him? Maybe we can resolve this.
Yeah, so Mr. Cruz, can you tell us a little bit more about the shed that's in the corner of the property? Is it still there?
It is. Oh, yes, it's still there. Okay. It's an aluminum shed that's been sitting on the corner there for, I guess, even before, I don't even know how many years, but it's existing. And when I took the old fence down because the board it was falling, the shed just sits there now and want to cover it up.
Okay. What sort of base is it constructed on? A concrete pad or just wood posts?
I think it's wood. There's no concrete. I think it's wood, and it could be sitting on something. I'm not sure. It doesn't look like a pad.
Okay. Our main concern, we'd like to see the fence brought in 18 feet. So 35 is required. We want to see it brought in 18, and that shed would have to be relocated inside the fenced area. We don't want it sitting out in the open.
So, okay, so it is existing. There is a shrub line in the back, a high set of bushes that's behind the shed that's there. And I have multiple neighbors around, and I can take pictures like the other gentleman and look around, but there's 6-foot vinyls on just about every other corner in the neighborhood over here.
Okay. I would...
I just feel 18 feet is really excessive on it really takes away from the small yard as it is already. I mean, I have to now, if I have to move the shed, now I have to expend money to move something that was already there existing that the township allowed, you know, to the house to be sold. I'm looking at, you know, to all of these things were existing before.
Can I interrupt a second? I think maybe you ought to. You were present when the prior application was discussed, Mr. Cruz.
The previous gentleman that was yes. That was on yes yes I was listening.
You see the facts yes. That he put before the board. He maybe you can table this. Won't hurt you, I don't think. Go out and do kind of what he did.
Yeah.
If you say there's that many fences in your neighborhood, the streetscape issue probably is not as important as I think it was in the prior case. And then present and discuss it with Jonathan and see what you can come up with. Because I think what we'll get into here is you want it one way and the town's ordinance says it should be another way. And I don't think that's a good situation to be in.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, John, because quite honestly, okay. Mr. I don't think you're going to get the outcome you want with the evidence you provided. So
I agree.
Can I throw something out, Mr. Chairman, really quickly?
Yes, sir.
I think I'd be open to a landscape screen, an evergreen landscape screen for the shed. If we're all right with moving the fence in, if that's going to be a deal breaker, moving the shed, I think as long as it's screened, that's going to be the most important thing here. Okay. That was the intent behind moving it behind the fence. So I'm happy to carry this and have a conversation with Mr. Cruz, but I just want to put that out there now in case that.
Mr. Cruz, if you were to put shrubs around the shed when it's going to be outside the fence, is that something you could do? Because then we could resolve this evening.
Hold on. I'm trying to picture it to see what that means. So it's
take a minute or two. Take a minute.
I think the issue was moving the fence back, shrunk his back yard down to a area that he felt uncomfortable. And that's why I was suggesting that the fence issue needed to be discussed. Where it's going to be.
Well, I'm under the impression that the shed is going to look like an eyesore if the shed fence comes in.
I think what Jonathan said, you can landscape. It's just a little metal shed. It's not a, you know, big thing.
If I'm not mistaken correctly, so the shed, if the shed stays where it is, you mean pull the fence in as close to the shed and then put shrubs?
No, the shed would be between the road and the fence. The fence would be behind the shed as per the recommendation. And that's, I thought, what you
yes.
said. Whoa.
Oh,
Jonathan,
wow.
Is that...
I have the plan in front of me. I'm measuring it off. It could work. I mean, we could also. I don't want Mr. Cruz to feel rushed here. If we can, you know, we can carry this, no problem, and we can discuss further.
I mean, if I can talk about it, you know, offline or so, like said, just to see, because I mean, it's for me, then that would be a security
Perfect.
Type concern, because it's going to be outside of the property. So I would, yeah. if we can connect,
absolutely.
Because perfect, I'll be
perfect,
honest.
Perfect. Makes sense. Well,
yeah.
Just do another day.
Okay.
Laura, what do we got looking next month? Laura?
Sorry, I thought I was on. June 12th.
That's okay.
Mr. Cruz, is June 12th acceptable?
June 12th, okay, Mr. Cruz?
Yes.
Yeah, that's our next.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so anybody here on the application of Michael Cruz, 2808 Hudson Street, it's going to be carried to June 12th with no further notice by the applicant. The only notice you're receiving is my announcement here tonight.
Okay, Mr. Cruz, we'll see you in a month.
Okay, I have one question. Then should I go back to the, I guess, to Jonathan to talk to you or someone to the township, or just so I have an understanding before the next meeting?
I have your phone number and your email on your application. I'll reach out to you tomorrow and we'll connect after that.
Awesome. Thank you much, everyone.
Yeah.
Enjoy the holiday.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye. All right.
You too. All right. Let's move on to item number 825-ZB-29V, Sean Ali.
Is Sean Ali present?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Sean Ali, 2 Ewing Drive, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Sure. So I just moved in 2 months ago to Ewing Drive, and the corner of my fence, a small portion of it goes over a utility easement for the township. So when we bought the house, we had to do a temporary CO and went for the variance to basically say that if the township ever needs to come, I'm happy to remove it and, you know, cover the cost of removing that portion of the fence. I'd ideally like to keep the fence. I also have a 2-year-old daughter, so just it's a corner lot. I don't want her getting out, obviously, going onto the street.
And if the board were to grant this application, you would have to sign a memorandum of agreement that says that you would be responsible for the cost of removing and replacing the fence if necessary.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, that's all I have.
You're in agreement, Mr. Ali, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments for this?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, let's close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I have a second?
I'll second it.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Ali, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you.
Thank you so much. Have a
great night, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let's move on to item number 13, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of May 8th, 2025.
First resolution is T-Mobile Northeast, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Hayduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Kasim Badat, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill? Last is Miguel and Letitia Yule, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions for this evening.
Item number 14, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of May 8th, 2025. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Item number 15 is adjournment. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Once again, everyone, thank you for your commitment to the township and have a great holiday.
Have a good evening, everybody. Everyone.
Happy Memorial Day.
Have a nice holiday.